Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. I'm Pam Bright, and this is my co-host, David Buck. And we are so happy to be here with you. We're starting a brand new series called The Four Elements, The Magic of the Four Elements, I believe, The Healing Powers. And David, I'd like you to talk a little bit about that. But first, I want to introduce my special guest, Natasha Monique. Thank you so much for being here. Yay! I'm so glad you're here.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I'm so glad you're here. Natasha's going to talk about the element of air today. But first, we'd like to hear from David about what is this whole series of the four elements all about?
Well, it's a new mini series here on the Empower Me Show that will just take place over about 5 weeks. And we're going to address each of the four elements, the main ones anyway, air, fire, water, and earth, each with a different special guest to talk about the special healing powers and energies that go along with each of those energies. There's a little more on our splash page about that, just sort of an overview. But today we have Natasha with us, who's going to talk about air.
Yay!
So how do you know Natasha?
Well, Natasha and I actually have not physically met. We've known each other online. Thank you, Facebook, for introducing us to each other. And what I know about Natasha is that she's very passionate about who she is and what she's here to share. Mm-hmm. And I met her through the other three, two, the other two ladies that
elements.
Are sharing about the elements with us. And we all talked about doing something together as a group. And so this came about because I am open to sharing with other professionals about our service in the world. So Natasha is someone that I know does many different things, including tarot and cosmic alignment with the stars, and has her own academy that she's going to share about as well, really teaching people how to encompass all of who they are into who they're being in the world, as well as how they're being in their physical bodies and connecting to source. So that's a little bit about Natasha. And Natasha, I would love to hear from you what your idea about air medicine is.
Okay, first of all, I am so honored that I'm kicking this off with air, because you have no idea how much that element has helped to transform my mental state. So air is the element that is associated with swords in the deck of tarot, and also our intellect. It's our mind, our thoughts, our focus. That's where air goes. So I have suffered from depression and anxiety in my past, and it really was channeling into meditation, which is focusing on the breath, which is our embodiment of air, that really helps me to be in more alignment with the other elements. The fifth element, of course, being ether, ourselves, our own spiritual selves, or as I love, spiritual beings having a human experience. That's what we are. So I love kicking that off with air. And air is so important because air is our breath. We can't live without the air. Mm-hmm. We can't live without it. And when you're in states of anxiety and your breath is high and your heart rate is high, all you need to do is control your breath. We can control it. It's something we can control, the air coming in and out. And doing so, we help to calm our mental state. It's that cycle, to me, is so powerful and so meaningful with the element of air. It teaches us so many other things as well, but that's like the first thing that comes to mind when I think of air, is how the breath and meditation helps us to transform our mental state.
It's fantastic. One of the things we usually do at the beginning of the show is some sort of activation or alignment. So maybe you could just lead us in a quick one where a quick breathing technique where you talk about controlling your breath.
Thank you. Let's do that. Okay. So I want everyone to get themselves in a nice, comfortable position. Be that seated with your feet flat on the ground or your legs crossed, whatever is more comfortable for you. You can keep your eyes open if you wish. Allow your gaze to be heavy and low, or just close your eyes altogether. It's whatever makes you feel more comfortable. Allow yourself to just sink into your area. And we're going to start off with four nice deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And I want you to really feel your breath. As you're inhaling, feel your abdomen expand. And as you exhale, feel it contract. Four nice, deliberate breaths. Two. Three. Last one, nice and deep and slow. Now allow your breath to be natural. Just breathing in its normal rhythm. And I want you to focus your attention on where you feel your breath the most. In your nostrils, the back of your throat, your chest, your abdomen. Just take a moment to just notice where you feel your breath. And as we focus in on the breath, thoughts are going to arise. Allow those thoughts to just drift away like the wind. Just imagine the wind blowing those thoughts away like clouds. Be thankful for those thoughts. Sink into your body, allow your muscles to relax, your bones to be heavy, and focus your attention on the ever-present and nourishing breath. If you hear, feel, sense around you, just give it thanks and allow it to go, focusing on the breath. Now we're going to take a nice, deep, cleansing breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. One more, and with this nice, deep breath, just sweep your awareness around your body. Noticing any tingles or sensations. Just give a deep breath into that and allow everything to be at peace. Thank you. take one more nice deep breath, and I want you to hear this one. I want this to be a vocal breath. Hear yourself sucking the air in and pulling the air out to anchor and ground you into the earth. And you can go ahead and open your eyes if you have them closed. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Get back in your body. And just love that light feeling. Yeah, I was doing the same thing. We were doing the same motion. Just love that light feeling of what air can do. It just lifts up your vibration because air always wants to move. So just allow it to move.
Wonderful.
So how was that?
That was lovely. Thank you. So we have a couple minutes before our first break, but mm-hmm. I have an important question for you that I'd like you to answer.
I ask
everyone that's on my show, our show, this question, which is, what does it mean to you to be a spiritual being having a human experience?
I love that you asked me that question because understanding that is what helps me to be the human being that I am, teach what I teach, and help other people grow in the way in which I have grown. Having that, learning that and having that understanding helped me in leaps and bounds. I understand that we are energy. Energy is not created or destroyed. I am a spiritual being. My higher self has been here. I've got the knowledge and wisdom. I've got the power. I just have to focus and tap into it, and I can manifest everything I need to manifest at this moment, in this time, on this plane, in this earth, in this vessel. So all I need to do is pay attention to my higher self, because my higher self has been here before. It reminds me of that Tina Marie song, Deja Vu. I've been here before. My higher self has, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. I am a spiritual being who has had other types of experiences. I haven't always been a human. So just that understanding, just it helped to transform my life. So I really hope that people can grasp that and understand it as well.
That's
perfect.
Great.
I love that. Thank you very much. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we are going to talk a little bit more about how all of the four elements work within each of us and how we already have them within us already. So we'll be back after this short break.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
TalkRadio.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Ascending with the Octurians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm David Buck. I'm co-host and husband here, and we're having Natasha Monique as our special guest here, talking about the energy of air. And we did a little breathing exercise in the top of the show. And what's interesting is that there's so much work that you can do with your breath. I believe there are classes, there may be entire schools, certainly schools of thought about how you breathe in and out consciously every day. And I can't say I've done it. I know about it. I mean, I've done it here and there. I just know how important breath work is. So it is usually every day that at least I take some time when my anxiety gets high and I work with my breath a little bit. So that is something you can always come back to. And so Natasha, we've got another question for you. What kind of energy or does the air element contain with it? That's probably not the best way to say it, but when you think about air medicine or air energy, what comes up for you? What's available for us?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Air energy is just infinitely abundant because there is always air there for us. And being that we breathe in the air, it's a part of our inner being. So it's a part of us externally, it's a part of us internally. So when I work with air magic, I love to work with, first of all, the wind. And there are several different types of wind. You can have a gentle little breeze, and that breeze can be calming to you, where you need some type of nurturing energy. So you'll call on that type of calming breeze. You may need to gust something away, where I love those strong winds. And when I have those strong winds, I stand out on them with my hands out and I envision the wind just blowing into me where I'm like a cauldron, like a sieve, it's just blowing all the particles that no longer serve me purpose. It's blowing them all away. So it's those extremes of winds. We can have those tornado type winds, which make me think of tower moments in the tarot cards, where everything is just that light thing of air pulls everything down and causes all that destruction, but it's for a purpose. So you can build up anew, and the building up anew is going to be greater because you're now putting your intellect into it. Because air, again, has so much to do with your mental thought, your intellect, your communication, our technology, our ability to convey those types of things, like those types of different technologies and building blocks and ways to do things, how we can communicate with them. In this human experience, we speak language and we can learn each other's languages. That's air energy. Like the more languages you learn, the more you're able to communicate with more people, the more air energy, because when you speak with your breath.
Yeah.
That is all air energy. That's why words are spells. That's spelling. Your words are powerful. So it can be something as small as the tiny breath that you breathe and something as big as a tornado. And all of that air energy just can give so many different symbolisms that you can tap into when you need to create magic in your life.
That's great.
I remember you telling me when I first met you that you are like an everyday witch. So
yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, see, I grew up in the craft. Like I grew up in it and then just learning more about myself, that I am, my grandmother's from Germany and my grandfather, they're African American, and then I have Native American, so I'm European, Native American, African American. That's what I'm mixed with. And then looking into that ancestry, I come from a long line of witches, however you want to call them, gypsies, shamans, witch doctors, all of those things. So in looking into them, there's so much like formal ritual from our ancestors, which is great. And I encourage everyone to learn all of those. But in 2021, in the modern day and time, sometimes we don't have time to do an entire, like the next turn of the wheel is Lunas. I don't have the time to plan a whole bonfire and have a whole coven come together with a feast and all that. But I can grab a beer and some sunflower seeds and sit outside in the sun and channel the energy and do a guided meditation with that. And that is witchcraft too. Like, it doesn't have to be all of the pomp and circumstance, which is what brought me to what I think you're going to talk about next, which is having all of the elements in you.
Yeah.
Because witches always, we say we need to have this huge altar for everything that we celebrate. We've got it. No, you don't. We are the altar. We're the embodiment of all the elements. I've already expressed how air is our breath. Okay, that's air. So we also have earth. Earth is our bones. The minerals made up in our bones are the same minerals that are in Mother Earth. It's the same stuff. And then we are 70% water. The earth is 70% water. Not kind of a coincidence, because the earth is our mother and we are the earth. We are spirit. We are source. We're all of that together. So we've got water in us. We also have fire in us because of the electromagnetic currents that we produce in our minds and in our hearts. People forget that our heartbeat, it pushes a higher electronic magnetic force than our brain does. We think of our brain as this computer, but our heart really has more energy. It has more electricity, more of that. That is fire. Electricity, lightning, that's fire. That's our passions, our wills. Our passions come from our heart. And then ether is our spiritual selves, because we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And the fifth element of ether is just our higher selves. So we, in and of ourselves, are the embodiment of all four elements plus the fifth element of ether. We need nothing else but ourselves to cultivate true, pure, and real manifestation and magic.
Ooh, I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. So yes, so one of the things that I am learning about, and you are actually acknowledging that, is that we inside of ourselves have the ability to create magic in every single moment. So often I teach about that, like, what is it you get to create today? In this moment, if you don't feel like you're being magical, guess what? You can make a new choice. That moment decision of making a new choice, your whole world changes.
It does.
In that decision, right?
The decision was the first step in me creating the art of sacred alchemy, the type of witchcraft I practice, and therefore the Sacred Alchemy Academy. It was the decision that I am not going to be a victim to this depression and this anxiety and these lower vibrations. I'm not going to be a victim of it. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm making the decision that I'm going to be of a higher vibration. I'm going to be happy and be bright, light, and expansive. And when I decided to do that, the first step was meditation. So first thing I did was meditate. Mm-hmm. And in that meditation, I got messages from spirit, and spirit told me I needed to balance out. I need to balance my mind, body, soul, and spirit. And those four aspects of us correspond with the four elements of the earth. And it's just having that symbiosis with the flow of yourself and the flow of earth, and making that decision that I'm not going to be like this anymore. I am going to live my truth. I'm going to follow my path, and I'm going to live light, bright, and expansive and love it. Making that decision is just the whole turning point in the mind, which is associated with air. It all starts in the mind.
Awesome.
It does.
Awesome. So do you have something to say?
Well, when I was putting together the brief synopsis for the show, I realized that, you know, air is present in all the other elements, and it will be interesting writing that from that perspective, looking for where is fire and water and, you know, where is water and fire. But there's a synergy with all four together. So it's great to start here with air, because that certainly is present in all the others. Fire can't exist without air.
Yes.
And earth itself wouldn't be able to grow anything if not
without
the space in between the dirt particles for things to come up.
And water flows. Water,
yep.
And water H2O. Flows. I thought about the same thing.
Yeah. So we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more and hear from you. What practices and tools can people use to access air energy and really access the fullness of who they are to find a balance?
So that would be a really good time for you to share with us some of your tarot tools or more of your magic that you share with your academy.
Okay.
And those that you work with. So we're going to be right back after this short break.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Not just talk. Conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette, and visit thetruthisfunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm here with my co-host, David Buck, and my beautiful new dear friend, Natasha. So she is going to share with you her simple practices of how she uses the air element in her own daily life, and also how you can access that within yourself and we're going to connect to spirit and see what spirit has to say. So what are some of the really, really simple practices that people can use, Natasha, to access the fullness of themselves to find balance?
Okay, perfect. I'm so glad you asked that. So first of all, of course, everything goes back to the breath, just focusing on your breath. But then if you think of air in a more modern, I guess, simplistic way, when you're blow drying your hair, that's air you're putting on your hair. Let that air blow away any negativity around your crown and your third eye chakra, any fear and doubt around you believing in your intuition. Like, it's simple things like that. When you're taking a walk and you just happen to feel a breeze just blow you, just feel yourself. Let that breeze blow away any particles that don't serve me any purpose. Wind, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks, air. Allow that to just go and flow without you. But the most important with air in us as having a human experience is our breath. The breath is really so vital, because bringing yourself to a calmness and a control of your breath really enables you to hone in your intuition and hear spiritual messages. That calmness of mind, focusing on your breath, gives you that calmness of mind, and that calmness of mind enables you to hear messages from source, spirit, your angels, your dragons, your mermaids, whoever, whatever spiritual guides you have. I love them all. Like, I channel all of them and listen to all of them, and I could not do that if I was not focused in my, allowing my mind to just calm and focus on the breath, our own internal air. That is the most important type of magic. When we're able to be quiet and still and listen, listening to our breath is listening to the messages of all of the universe, because they all can travel on that air wavelength. They can all travel through it. So that's how we get everything. That's how I learned light language. That's how I learned balance. That's how I got the notion that I need to do something every day for my mind, body, soul, and spirit. That's, I got all that information by just listening to the breath and then allowing myself to love the air around me. When I say love the air around you, it's like love the space that you're in, no matter what space you're in. Like, so let's say right now you're in a job that you kind of sort of hate, but you have to be in it because you have got bills to pay and you're adulting and blah, 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 blah. So love that space, because that job is allowing you to earn the money that you need to take care of the family that you need to take care of. So even if it's something that you don't want to do right now, if you love that space and that air around you, then you'll get better space and better air around you. Just be in gratitude of what's coming to you right now. Even when it's hot and humid and I'm like, oh, but then I think, oh, it's super hot. It's a great day to go to the beach. And I live in New Jersey and the beach is right there. So love that space, that air around you, because that will enable you to continue on your path.
Lovely. So I had forgotten that you do light language. So here's an idea, if you're up for it. Would you be willing to ask spirit for the channeling of the light language for this reading that you're about to do, as a way to ground in this information?
We can do all of that. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. And now remember, everyone, as we do this, you are your own altar. You are the embodiment of earth, air, fire, and water. So we're going to start by just calling in the elements, earth, air, fire, and water, to assist us in this channeling and give us the messages that we need to know right now to be in balance in this human experience. So again, get nice and comfortable. You can keep your eyes open or closed. But just allow your muscles to relax and your bones to be heavy. Take a couple of nice deep breaths. Allow your thoughts to drift away. I want you to envision beautiful golden roots coming from the soles of your feet, deep down into the core of Mother Earth, her beautiful orange and red molten lava core. Let's just be grounded deep into the earth as we reach into the cosmos. Remembering that Mother Earth is our cosmic home. This is our home in the universe. So we are grounded, supported, and protected by the earth. Just allow yourself to relax. Ushina. 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 Thank you so much, and I ask you, from those vibrations, what messages do we have from the tarot of those vibrations? Please let us know through those vibrations and the tarot, mind, body, soul, spirit, representations of the elements. There you are, spirit, you're jumping out at me. So just take a nice deep cleansing breath with me, please, in through the nose and out through the mouth. You can still keep your eyes closed or your gaze low because I'm still channeling the energy through and just flushing it through you. But I have pulled our cards, and I am loving our cards. So our message from the universe is dawn, new beginnings. Mm. New beginnings starts in the mind. It starts with your thoughts. It starts with you making the decision to start that beginning, to start anew. So this is now right here, right now, today. The messages you just heard, I don't know about you, but I'm like tingling all over in my body. And that's letting me know it's starting now. You were meant to hear this. You were meant to be on this broadcast. You were meant to be a part of this because you are now starting your new beginning. That's what the universe is letting us know. Our minds, which is associated with air, is the Four of Wands. Our foundation, the Four of Wands is our foundation for happiness. And our foundation for happiness comes with us making the cognitive decision that we are going to be happy, that we're going to do something every day to feed our mind, body, soul, and spirit, the four pillars. And with doing that, we are going to be bright, light, and more expansive human beings. Our body, we have the Ten of Pentacles reversed. The Ten of Pentacles reversed is just letting us know that the things that we're doing are the things that we're supposed to be doing because they're going into these new beginnings, these paths, but we're not going to see the coins from it. Pentacles is material gains and abundance. Right now, we need to do things for the sake of doing them and that they're going to benefit humanity, not that we're going to get any monetary gain from it right now. So don't think that your actions are going to give you money right now. They're not. They're giving you spiritual enlightenment and blessings, which is priceless. So love that. And your body is associated with fire. That's your passions, your will to go and do things. Next, we have your soul, your emotions. We have the Knight of Swords reversed, which is letting you know to stop being so emotional, fall back. Don't take things so personally. Don't try to rush through things without thinking about them. That is the element of water. Be more in flow. Just be more in flow of what you're supposed to be doing in yourself right now. And then we end with our higher self. The messages from our higher self is the Hierophant. We are our own leaders. We are our own bosses. We are the ones who have the knowledge and wisdom that can dictate where we're going to go in life. So listen to your higher self. Listen to yourself, and you listen to yourself how? By being quiet and listening to the breath. And then the breath, your higher self will tell you, the Hierophant is your higher self, letting you know this is your next step. This is what you need to do. So boom.
That's really great. Thank you for that reading. That last part, the Hierophant card, really encompasses what this show is all about. That we are our own higher selves, that we can embody that within us. We can receive the guidance from above and from below and from each other to just make our own best choices for how to honor ourselves and each other. So that's what the Empower Me show is all about.
Well, that we are just our made our my heart teacher. Crack open. Yes, we are. Like, yes.
Yeah, we're our own teachers. We are also the students.
Yes.
So when we can combine the student and the teacher together within us, then we are unstoppable.
We really are. The Hierophant is the number, it's the fifth card in the tarot. It's the fifth of the major arcana, and five is that number of major change and transformation. It happens to be also one of my birth cards. So I am very much... I've got to go through the lessons so that I can teach the lessons, and then I've got to learn more lessons so that I can teach more lessons. And we learn through any type of struggle, strife, mistakes. We learn through those so then we can teach our loved ones, our family, our community, our coven, whatever you want to call it. Hey, I went through that too. This is how I got through it. I don't want you to struggle like me. So here's the solution. Let me help you. Yeah. That's what we do.
Yeah, it's really great. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back, hear a little bit more from Natasha about what can you use air energy for right now where you are in your life, as we still have very uncertain times around us, but the air is a crucial element. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TalkRadio.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm here with my co-host, David Buck, and my dear, sweet friend, Natasha.
Hello.
So I would like to hear, Natasha, what you are available for as far as giving your gifts to the world and what services people can expect from you as you are offering that to them.
Awesome. Thank you. So, of course, like the general reading I just gave, I can give a personal reading, either a quickie or a full-blown. That's what I call them. It's either a full tarot reading or a little quick one, because I offer the quickies during the summer because I do a lot of events like the Lunar Fair and things like that. So when I'm at those events, there's a lot of people. So I do just a quick 10, 15-minute reading. So I am willing to do that online for people. If you want something longer, I'll do a personal reading. And then you can also join the Sacred Alchemy Academy, which is where I'm teaching the art of sacred alchemy, which is being a modern witch, balancing your mind, body, soul, and spirit, focusing in on earth, air, fire, water, building up your vibration and your higher self, and embodying witchcraft in the modern times. Like, even for air, in addition to the breath and the air that's in our space, we can cultivate air, light an incense or some white sage or Palo Santo. All that smoke is the air element. A feather is the air element. You can use those representations as well to cultivate and generate that air energy. And those are things that you can hold on yourself. Like, if you know you have like a big speech at work that day, you have a presentation, put a little white feather in your pocket when you go to work, and then it'll help you with your communication to flow like air, to fly like you should with purity and grace, with that little feather in your pocket. It's all of those little tricks and tools that I teach you in the Sacred Alchemy Academy, which is on Patreon, patreon.com/sacredalchemyacademy. But you can also find me on Facebook. You can do facebook.com/facefearandspit. You can also find my Facebook group page, which is The Witch in You Awakening Sacred Alchemy. And on Instagram, I am Sacred Alchemy Academy. And on all of those platforms, I share meditations, tips, tools, ways in which you can just embody what's going on with you and cultivate your own magic within you as a modern witch should. Because the Sacred Alchemy Academy was formulated to break the negative stigma around people saying that I am a witch. Because when I say I'm a witch, are you a good witch or a bad witch? No, I'm just a witch. Mm-hmm. Like, if someone says I'm a Catholic, do you ask them, are you a good Catholic or a bad Catholic? No, they're just a Catholic. So, like, I'm just a witch. So the Sacred Alchemy Academy is like trying to break that negative stigma. Mm-hmm. And it really is just a warm, educating, inspiring place for someone with a witchy soul. If you can't even, like, you don't even have to say I'm a witch to belong in the Sacred Alchemy Academy. You just have to have an open mind and an open heart and be willing to accept that you're a spiritual being having a human experience and want to learn about the symbols of earth, air, fire, and water as they show up to us every single day. Symbolism of numbers, of animals, of how to channel energy in our own moods, how to cast spells without any preparation. Like, spells are words, words are breath. That is powerful and meaningful. You can cast a spell without all of the this and that and the third. That's what I teach and that's what I learn. So please do join the Academy. And if you would like a personal reading, a little something about my readings, they are not what people expect from readings. Like, you can ask a question, sure, but I'm going to start by letting you know, reading your energy, pulling into your energetic space, and letting you know what you need to know to balance your mind, body, soul, spirit, and then we're going to do messages from the universe. And from that platform, we can go from there, and my readings are timeless. So either if you're getting the quickie reading or the full-blown reading, they're timeless. And we go through the full-blown reading. We go through any energetic clearings or activations that you need. It's recorded on Zoom, so you get the recording.
Oh, nice.
So you get to stay it. The quickie readings are just a quick either one-on-one. If you're in the area in New Jersey, I'm in South Jersey, or if you go to one of the festivals or fairs that I'm at, or we'll do it on Messenger, a live video, and it's just a quick 10, 15-minute same concept, just like I did the mind body. So it doesn't take me long to read your energy and let you know mind body soul spirit what you need to balance. So you can get the quickie reading or you can get the full blown reading, both of which are timeless. And I do encourage you to join me on social media to help you meditate, which will help you always connect with the element of air. And if you feel so guided, please do join me in the Sacred Alchemy Academy. I would love to have you there.
That's really great. Thank you for telling us all about that. Something occurred to me. Here we are in the middle of 2021, mm-hmm. in summer, headed for fall when the schools come back in. We've started to engage back out in the world again. And one of the things I've been saying as a mantra from time to time now is, let the air around me, let no harm come to me from the air that I breathe as I walk through and among other people. And that may be a mantra that you could use wherever you're at with the pandemic and the air. Is there anything that you've got? And just really quick to add to that.
I've been saying that mantra through COVID.
Mm.
All of the air around me is of love and light.
Mm-hmm.
Only love may enter, only love may exit. Because this is an airborne illness virus,
yeah.
The love that enters and the love, like the air, and I'm saying that it's love because that's how much this mantra has been in my head,
yeah.
That the air that enters and exits my body is air of love. Therefore, nothing can come into me that will cause harm to my body. And nothing can come out of me that's going to cause harm to someone else.
Mm,
I have a super crazy strong immune system, so I know I'm good, but I want to make sure I don't give it to somebody else. I love that mantra. Just that right there is perfect.
Absolutely. So I know we just have a couple minutes left, but we wanted to tell you about next month for the other elements that are coming up, as well as next week. So
who's our special guest on next time we do the four elements?
Well, the next four elements is going to be fire. And guess who is going to be doing the element? Why, it's me.
Very appropriate.
And I'm going to have my co-host with me to ask me lots of loaded questions about fire. So we have some funny stories about the fire in our lives and how we navigate that in all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
And then next week, we are going to actually be talking to Miss Lola Singer, who is going to be our special guest for the Language of Light show. So, David, how can people get a hold of us?
So if you go to www.brightbutterflyenterprises or fullbodysystemwellness.com, you can also look at the splash page for this episode. There's all kinds of information. Natasha's information is there, contact information. Thank you very much for being here with us today, Natasha, by the way. You can also email at TheEmpowerMeShow@gmail.com for questions, comments, if you would like to be a guest, if you have a special request for a Language of Light blessing, that's a good place to do that as well. So, and we really hope to engage more and more and build something more than just a show, so that when you go to that splash page, there's things like Pinterest boards and YouTube music videos, playlists, and just different ways, and even lists of books and resources that you can check out. So, That's what we're here for.
Yeah. So in wrapping it up, I just want to say to you all that are listening and watching this show that your breath is integral to who you are as a spiritual being having a human experience.
Yeah.
You would not be human unless you had breath. You would not be able to function as human on this planet unless there was air. So remember that as you're walking through life and you're feeling your stress and you're feeling your discomfort of being in a body, that this is actually a gift for you to be embodied. So the Empower Me show is all about that, embracing your humanity with your spiritual essence and bringing it together as a whole unit. So we absolutely love you. We are so honored that you're here with us, and we can't wait to connect again next week. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my dear Natasha. I love you, and I can't wait to actually meet you in person.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. I appreciate it so much. It's delightful. I love you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and many, many blessings.
Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in every Monday at 3 p.m. to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.